why is mental illness so hard to treat? While medicine has made huge strides in treating a variety of diseases, the current rise in anxiety, depression, ADHD, addiction, and other conditions suggests we still don't have a handle on these disorders of the mind. Here to suggest a new approach is Christopher Palmer, author of the new book, Brain Energy, a revolutionary breakthrough in understanding mental health and improving treatment for anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, and more. Christopher is a psychiatrist and professor at Harvard University, and his research suggests the key to understanding mental illness may be a surprising one. Here he is to explain.
Hello, my name is Dr. Chris Palmer. I'm a Harvard psychiatrist and researcher working at the interface of mental health and metabolic health. I am going to share with you five of the big ideas from my book, Brain Energy. Big idea number one, what we're doing in the mental health field today isn't working. As many of you know, we have a growing crisis in the world, and mental illnesses are on the rise. They are now the leading cause of disability on the planet. Why can't we do better? In the end, it's because no one can answer a fairly basic question. What exactly causes mental illness? Instead, we know some of the factors involved. Things like genetics, neurotransmitters, hormones, inflammation, trauma, and stress. Without knowing the exact cause, we can't develop better treatments. That's where I was as an academic psychiatrist up until 2016, when I had the good fortune to help a patient lose weight. This man was a 33-year-old man with schizoaffective disorder, a cross between schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. He had tried 17 different medications, but they failed to stop his chronic hallucinations and delusions. What's more, they caused him to gain over 100 pounds. Weighing 340 pounds, he asked for my help to lose weight, and we decided to try the ketogenic diet. Within 2 weeks, not only did he begin losing weight, but I began to notice significant changes in his psychiatric symptoms. He was becoming less depressed and making better eye contact. Most astonishingly, within 6 to 8 weeks, he spontaneously reported that his long-standing hallucinations were going away and that his paranoid delusions were also receding. He began to realize that they weren't true and probably never had been. This man went on to lose 160 pounds and has kept it off to this day, but much more importantly, he was able to do things he had not been able to do since the time of his diagnosis. He was able to complete a certificate program, go out in public without being terrified because of paranoid delusions. He was even able to perform improv in front of a live audience. I was flabbergasted. But I went on a journey to understand what on earth just happened and how can this help us better understand what causes mental illness. Big idea number two, mental health and physical health are inseparable. One of the most important parts of this journey is to start with something that we already know, the connections between mental illness and physical illnesses like diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, obesity, chronic pain disorders like migraine headaches or fibromyalgia, but even neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. All of the illnesses that I just mentioned have strong bidirectional relationships with mental illnesses. What that means is that people with mental illness are more likely to develop any of the disorders I listed, but people with any of those disorders are more likely to have mental symptoms or be diagnosed with new mental disorders. Big idea number three, mental disorders are metabolic disorders of the brain. Now, although most people think of metabolism as burning calories, and they usually think of it as it relates to weight, metabolism is actually much more complicated than just burning calories. It is fundamental to the definition of living organisms, and it plays a role in the function of all of our cells. When there are metabolic problems in a cell, that cell will not function properly. Although this may sound new, in fact, it is simply integrating decades of clinical neuroscience and metabolic research. Neuroscientists and psychiatrists have known since the 1940s that people with chronic mental disorders have metabolic abnormalities in their brains and bodies. Big idea number four. Mitochondria are the unifying link for mental illness. Although metabolism is extraordinarily complicated and involves innumerable metabolic pathways, there is one unifying link that helps us understand metabolic problems, and those are mitochondria. Although many people know mitochondria as the powerhouse of the cell, they are actually so much more than powerhouses. Now, it's true that mitochondria, in fact, take food and oxygen and turn it into ATP, the energy currency of all cells. And that is why they get their name, powerhouses of the cell. But in fact, if you do a deep dive into the science of mitochondria, you will learn that they play a direct role in the production and regulation of neurotransmitters, including ones like serotonin and dopamine. Mitochondria also play a direct role in the production and regulation of some important hormones, ones like cortisol, estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. Mitochondria play a direct role in the regulation of inflammation and immune system function. They are involved in turning inflammation both on and off. Many of you will be shocked to learn that mitochondria actually play a direct role in the human stress response. And this includes both physical stressors like starvation, but also psychological stressors, anything that gets us worried or stressed. And possibly most importantly, mitochondria play a role in gene expression. They are the single factor most responsible for which genes get turned on or off in our cells. In fact, mitochondria are the only way to connect the dots of mental illness. They not only connect all of the risk factors that we know play a role in mental disorders, but they also connect all of the treatments that we know can help, including different medications that we use, and even something like psychotherapy or electroconvulsive therapy or transcranial magnetic stimulation. The only way to understand how all of these treatments can help someone with depression is by understanding metabolism and mitochondria. Big idea number five, metabolic treatments can work miracles. So it turns out that the man that I described at the beginning of this clip is not the only patient I've treated using a metabolic approach. In fact, I have treated dozens of other patients with chronic depression, anxiety disorders, OCD, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. There are numerous patients around the world who are putting their chronic mental disorders into full and complete remission off psychiatric medications using metabolic treatment strategies we have a trial of 31 patients with treatment-resistant mental illness, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and chronic depression, all treated with a ketogenic diet. 43% of them experience complete remission of their chronic disorders, and most of the patients ended up on less medication as a result of the treatment. Now, in case you're thinking that maybe this is just a temporary improvement in symptoms due to weight loss, let me tell you one more story. This is the story of a woman named Doris. Doris has given me permission to use her real name. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia when she was 17 years old. She experienced daily hallucinations and delusions. Over the ensuing decades, she tried numerous antipsychotic and mood-stabilizing medications, but they failed to stop her symptoms. She gained a lot of weight from all of these treatments. She had a guardian appointed by a court. Doris met every definition of schizophrenia. She was tormented by her illness, and between the ages of 68 and 70, she tried to kill herself at least 6 times and was hospitalized for those suicide attempts. At the age of 70, Doris was referred to a weight loss clinic at Duke University where they were using the ketogenic diet. Within 2 weeks, not only did she begin losing weight, but she began to notice dramatic reductions in her auditory hallucinations. Within months, all of her symptoms of schizophrenia were in full and complete remission. Within 6 months, she was off all her psychiatric medications and remained in full and complete remission. Doris went on to live for another 15 years, symptom-free, medication-free, out of psychiatric hospitals, no more psychiatrists. She was even able to get rid of the court-appointed guardian because she learned how to take care of herself. As many of you know, stories like this don't happen in psychiatry with current treatments. But in fact, it is a new day in the mental health field, one filled with hope and possibility. Now, I want you to understand that the ketogenic diet is actually not the focus of brain energy. Instead, brain energy takes people on a journey, a scientific journey, to help you understand what causes mental illness and what are all of the different strategies that we can use. Yes, they include changes in diet, but they also include things like exercise, appropriate sleep, identifying and addressing hormonal imbalances or vitamin or nutrient deficiencies, reducing or managing substance use. The reality is that there are many strategies to choose from, but what I am convinced of is that the majority of people with mental illness can, in fact, get better. Thank you for listening. I hope not only will you read Brain Energy, but I'm also hopeful that you'll join our movement to transform the mental health field based on this new scientific understanding of mental illness. Millions of people are suffering. Most of them are being told that there's nothing more we can do for them, that they just have to accept that they have chronic, treatment-resistant mental disorders, and they will likely have them for life. We can and we must do better.
Thank you, Chris. That was Christopher Palmer with 5 big ideas from Brain Energy, a revolutionary breakthrough in understanding mental health and improving treatment for anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, and more. You might be interested in listening to our book bite, For a Cure for Darkness, The Story of Depression and How We Treat It by Alex Riley. I'm Rufus Griscom. Have a great day.